Euronet Plus.
Milano.
Zagreb.
Tallinn.
Brussels.
Sofia.
Riga.
Euronet Plus, the leading radio network for EU news. Understanding Europe better.
While in Catalonia things are far from settling down, calls for a mediator between the Spanish government and the local authorities in Catalonia are getting louder. Brussels refused to take the job by calling the conflict an internal matter for Spain that has to be dealt with in line with the constitutional order of Spain. The European Commission underlined that violence can never be an instrument in politics, without explicitly denouncing the police violence that occurred on Sunday during the Catalan referendum. Some of the EU leaders were more specific in their comments. Belgian Minister for Foreign Affairs Didier Reynders put the rule of law at the heart of the debate. The rule of law includes rules for the organization of a referendum, but it also includes a proportionate use of police force when it comes to reaching, Reynders told Euronet Plus member RTBF. The debate about the Catalan fight for independence are highly emotional all over Europe. In the European Parliament, opinions differ even within the same political group.
It's a question of time. Catalonia will be independent, I don't know if next week or in some years' time, but the trends are very clear in my opinion. We cannot continue in a state that oppresses us in this way.
Ramon Tremosa, member of the European Parliament from the Catalan Democratic Party, which is member of the group of the liberals in the parliament, is fighting for independence. This does not reflect the position of his political group, though. According to Tremosa, the Spanish leadership refused a dialogue during the last month. The behavior of Mariano Rajoy's government was not faultless, MEP Santiago Fissas, a party fellow of Rajoy, admitted in an interview with the Luxembourgish Public Radio. I'm against independence for two reasons. First, I'm a Spanish Catalan and I will go on being a Catalan and a Spaniard. And secondly, I'm convinced that independence would be a bad thing for Catalonia. The Christian Democrat underlined that the laws that led to the referendum passed the regional Catalan parliament under doubtful conditions. Santiago Fissas, who is Catalan, said that those opposed to an independent Catalonia do not march in the streets. They remain at home and they rather remain silent. Florent Marcellesi, a French-born Spaniard from the group of the Greens, is convinced that the solution of the conflict lies in a constitutional reform.
Une réforme constitutionnelle.
An institutional reform in Spain towards a federal state of Spain in which Catalonia would be largely autonomous, that is what I stand for, and I am convinced that this has a large majority in Catalonia.
Point qui serait à mon avis aussi largement majoritaire en Catalogne.
German MEP and former head of the Parliament's Foreign Affairs Committee, Elmar Brok, told Euronet Plus member AMS that an independent Catalonia would have no future in the EU.
Aber wir haben einen Punkt, dass ein Teilstaat gegen die Verfassung sich lösen will. Und es ist ein eindeutiger Verfassungsbruch, was die katalanische Regierung hier macht. Und das muss mal deutlich gemacht werden. Das ist der Unterschied zum schottischen Referendum, das im Rahmen der britischen nicht geschriebenen Verfassung mit Zustimmung von London durchgeführt worden ist. Und deswegen könnten wir auch nicht ein Katalonien, das auf diese Art und Weise selbstständig würde, in die Europäische Union aufnehmen, weil dieser Staat durch Rechtsbruch entstanden wäre.
Elmar Brok also criticized the action of the Spanish central government.
Die spanische Regierung immer mit der notwendigen Sensibilität sich dieses Themas angenommen hat. Und ob dieser Einsatz, der ja von einer Richterin angeordnet worden ist, das Klügste vom Klugen gewesen ist, daran gibt es gute Zweifel. Ich glaube, damit haben die Zentralspanier ihrer Sache mehr geschadet als mit allem anderen sonst.
In a debate urgently scheduled on Wednesday, October the 4th, MEPs exchanged views on the matter. Spanish MEPs joined the discussion. Some said that the Spanish Magna Carta is outdated. Let's go to a federal republic, Marina Albiol said, while Jordi Soler underlined that voting is not a coup d'etat, to the applause and criticism of other Spanish MEPs. EU Commissioner Frans Timmermans explained that the right of expression is essential to all citizens, but the central government in Spain must uphold the rule of law above all.
It is, of course, a duty for any government to uphold the rule of law, and this sometimes does require the proportionate use of force.
Numerous MEPs deplored Brussels' refusal to act a mediator. Two Slovenian MEPs commented on the non-response of EU institutions in interviews with RTF Slovenia. It's not just a matter of constitution or legality, but it's a political problem that requires a dialogue.
We must push the EC into acting, perhaps even mediating.
Euronet Plus.